I'm Elle Whitney, and we've been listening to clips. That was the last clip we're going to play tonight of Rosalind Russell. You can watch the whole talk that she gave. You can see it on YouTube. Okay, and the title is, if you do a search, California Skywatch, The Chemical Cover-Up. And I recommend it to everybody. I did download it. I burned it to a disc. I'm going to share it with my family because I thought it was that well done, that concise. Obviously, with the audio clips, you couldn't see the good maps that she put together. And when she showed the different states who were involved with weather modification, I was just sort of blown away, you know. Then she goes on to say that Wyoming decided they want more moisture, more snow. Well, I have to, you know, scratch my head and say, well, when she says Wyoming managed weather modification to increase the snowfall, was it the governor of Wyoming or was it a coalition of ski resorts? You know, the same thing is true of all of this. If you're going to bring more water or take water away from California, is it the governor who's making this decision to do weather modification or is it wineries? You can't really tell because, as she's pointed out, that both governments and private consortiums or corporations are able to use without, it seems like without restriction, this kind of weather warfare. And in another clip that I didn't have time to download for tonight, she talks about how, let's just say the United States wants another country, a smaller country, to acquiesce to something. They don't have to drop a bomb anymore. I mean, they can destroy their agriculture. They can give them a drought. This is kind of global control. If you can control the weather of any country, you remove their ability to be self-sustaining. They have to play ball with you. And then you add sanctions. You make it so they can't grow their own food. And if they don't do what you want, then you initiate sanctions against that country. Basically, the money monsters who are behind all of this have set up a system that seems to be out of control, where they can destroy any nation who doesn't fall in line. They don't even need a nuclear bomb to do it. Now, a lot of people, and I was one of them, and I hadn't really talked to John Stattmiller about this, a lot of us had some questions about Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. And I did see some things on the web that made me suspicious. I don't know if any of the listeners followed through on that. There is a growing number of really smart people who watch these storms. And Dutch Sense, I think, was one of them. Watch these satellites and share their information on YouTube to help us understand whether or not what we're seeing is normal weather or what we're seeing is weather modification. I am super suspicious anymore. Sorry, but I am. Katrina was just outrageous. And what they did to the people in New Orleans, it seemed like that was a plot against that city and the poor people in that city. That's what it looked like to me. So we have a caller. We'll be happy to hear from Joyce in Chicago. And then I'm going to move on and talk about, are we consenting to being chemtrailed by silent acquiescence? But let's hear from Joyce. Joyce, what did you think of all this?
Al?
Yes.
Am I on?
Yes, you sure are.
Okay. Yes, I was quite suspicious of this years ago. And I accessed the database of these subcontracting military patents for these Vortex machines, the engines that create the hurricanes and tornadoes, and can guide through atmospheric pressure where they land or target.
And can they control how long they stay on there too, as well?
Yes, they can control the atmospheric pressure from remote places like in the ionosphere.
Yes.
And now I've noticed people that aren't aware of the reports from NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency and the weather stations, the news media, weather people are all getting the same printout.
Oh, yeah.
And these people are funded from government-vested nuclear energy and atomic weaponry corporations.
Yes.
So it's funded through the Pentagon, and I bet you that we have all of our tax money from the administrative state going into the Pentagon for these funds, because it is a military operation.
It is a military operation, and I'm going to I'm going to read from public law to prove to everybody that this is a military operation. What do you think about Harvey and Irma, Joyce? Did you see any indication that they were created and manipulated to cause the harm that they did?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they are. And
what did you see?
There's a researcher, Yoichi Shimatsu, from Hong Kong, that has written this couple lines here. There is an uneasy feeling among many observers that the Mexico City Temblor and is somehow linked to the near simultaneous arrival of hurricanes Harvey, Katia, Irma, and Jose. That suspicion is correct, and even though the correlation will never be admitted by the climate scientists and seismologists. So they're all on the same page.
Okay. So, I mean, truthfully, I would be, I think it makes sense for us to be suspicious of any hurricane.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes.
And any drought, don't you agree?
Yes, and thank you for this show, because I've been very busy, you know, trying to get pieces for anybody who's going to let the truth out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate the show so much. And there is another one, another hurricane that they have. It's Maria, and it's in that same area where they develop, and off the coast of Africa, West Africa. And, of course, landfall is expected near Puerto Rico around Tuesday. If we could use a mass consciousness like so many of us did for Jose. And on all of them.
That's an excellent idea. I mean, that really is. I have
very powerful.
I kind of wonder too. You know, they usually have a motive outside of the fact that they just enjoyed destruction.
Population reduction.
That's another motive. But I'm also aware, and there is a host, O'Brien is his last name, on RBN, who is a part of a movement of secession in Texas. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I heard one overnight. I think it was last Sunday night. Four hours.
Yes.
Incendiary radio.
Okay.
It was marvelous about all of this.
Well, and you have to wonder, is this what, I mean, was that how they were going to respond to the very brave men and women who want to secede from this federal corporation by creating Hurricane Harvey? I saw some pictures when I went to get my hair cut, and one of them was just so horrifically disturbing. They were all disturbing. But one in particular, you know how sometimes you see an image and you just can't hardly get it out of your head?
Yes.
Well, this was in Texas, and this was a nursing home. And it seems like most nursing homes anymore are on one floor. They're like a big ranch. And it showed the residents sitting in the sitting area or the cafeteria, I couldn't tell which, they were sitting there up to their waist in water.
Good God.
these senior citizens in their wheelchairs. They were sitting up to their waist in water. And I was just stupefied.
Yeah, horrified.
Horrified. The bed sores, that some of them weak to begin with, right? And there they are, trapped. Yeah. And the terror they must have felt, wondering, is it going to stop here or are we all going to drown? Fortunately, the story went on to say the woman who was running the nursing home had not, she was relentless in trying to get help, just absolutely relentless. And eventually help did arrive and they were rescued. But whoa.
What they had to go through to be rescued, yeah.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? I can't believe that some of them didn't die from terror just sitting there.
Yes, just the event itself.
Yeah. So I just
want to put out to people that we are in a very low solar activity period, which is usually an indication that we're going to be in very cold weather. So okay. This hot weather in one part of the country and the cooler, very cold weather in another part of the country is also man-made.
Okay.
I think that's part of the... Yes.
Do you want to share, is there a background or are you just a very smart, curious woman?
Curious, I think.
Who knows how to do research, right?
Yeah. Thanks to you guys, everybody on RBN and they're wonderful shows.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it, and we'd certainly appreciate any support that you can give us. And thank you for calling.
I will be on board anytime, my dear.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called in. Yeah, bye-bye. I was suspicious of Harvey. I hadn't done any investigation to verify, but that thing was just outrageous. I mean, and I don't know if people noticed this, that apparently the group that was going in there to help the population, and I think that's called the Cajun Navy, in many instances were denied access to the population when they came in there to help with rescues. Now, I read that on Global Research. I don't know. I haven't talked to John. I don't know how much truth there is in that. But I can tell you that on the Animal Planet this past week, they showed people in Texas rescuing the animals. So they made it look like the rescue team was there and they were doing a good job and they were saving people and saving animals. But then I get this other story. There's these people in this nursing home sitting up to their waist in water. So because I'm not there, I can only, listen to people who are there and want to share what they're seeing. Okay, we have another caller. Aha, someone from Texas. Ken, maybe you can give us a little more info as to what happened in Texas.
Oh, anyway, Google chemtrail plane. You can see the tanks inside the aircraft. Maybe they're making wine. I don't know. But anyway, you can hunt it right now and look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you experience anything with Harvey or no?
No. We're Texas is a big state. We're up here dry, high and dry.
Oh, okay. So you didn't. See anything?
Most of the time you see chemtrails right when rain might be coming. Right now, I haven't seen any chemtrails for quite a while.
Oh,
wow. My wife had a ground cracking. We're probably going into a long, extended dry spell right now.
Yes. Yes. Well, and they can make that happen too, right?
Maybe.
They can make that happen too. They can keep water away from you.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But Texas can get dry pretty quick. I mean, really dry, real quick. Not like in Ohio. I remember one time it was raining, and the next day was Tuesday, it dried out. My hands start drying up.
They can
get real dry, real fast in Texas. Coming off the desert.
We have some other callers, Ken. Thank you for calling. Is there anything else? I guess we lost him. Okay, Mark from New York. Mark, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Hey, regarding aerosolized dispersal, what you're calling chemtrails, anybody that's interested in 200 or 300 level college course study, you mentioned somebody on YouTube, and I happen to know for a fact that that Dutch Sense has, how should I say, has gone and tried to debunk anything that Dana Durnford has put out about the radiation that's been coming over from Japan for 6.5 years. So I have got two recommendations. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. I believe you'll find his YouTube under his name. That's Wigington, the geoengineeringwatch.org. The other high-level researcher in the weather modification is BP Earthwatch. You know, you can basically find something with anybody out there as far as, you know, going against the grain. But I think when you come right down to it, the people that have the science behind them are the ones to watch the closest.
Well, and you, as far you'd like as, to do so. Sometimes, however, the people who are closely connected to academia, what I have found is many of them have to overcome some of their conditioning and their programming that they got when they were at the university. So I kind of listen to these university guys with a grain of salt, because I know for a fact that academia has been pretty much taken over by this, you know, deep state for many years, actually.
Gatekeepers.
Yes.
As far as old movies, well, I shouldn't say old, but I've always watched, you know, whether it be a TV movie or an old tape or DVD, the oldest one I could find with a clear chemtrail in the shot was 1992, which was a White Sands movie with, gosh, Samuel L. Jackson and Amy Rogers and, God, I can't think of the lead role. Anyways, 1992 White Sands. It had clear and noticeable chemtrail in the sky.
Wow. Okay, well, thanks for calling in. If the other callers would wait a minute, I wanted to share this before. I want to make sure we don't run out of time. I got this from Global Sky Watch, which is a website by Russ Tanner. Now, I'm not sure that Russ Tanner was the original author, but the information is accurate because I did look it up. But I put it on one piece of paper just to make it easier to share with you. If you would look up Public Law 105-85, okay, that was implemented November 18th, 1997, titled Use of Human Subjects for Testing of Chemical or Biological Agents. Okay, number A, prohibited activities. The Secretary of Defense may not conduct directly or by contract, number one, any test or experiment involving the use of a chemical agent or biological agent on a civilian population, or number two, any other testing of a chemical agent or biological agent on human subjects. Okay, B, exceptions, and this is where you lose it all. Subject to subsection C, D, and E, the prohibition in subsection A does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. Number one, any peaceful purpose that is related to a medical, therapeutic, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. You gotta be kidding, right? Number two, any purpose that is directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological weapons and agents. Number three, any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. So they give it and they taketh away. That's why it's important they keep this framed as experimentation. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. Al Whitney, you're listening to In Defense of Humanity, and tonight we've been listening to Rosalind Peterson talking about weather modification and what does she call them? Persistent contrails. Before we take our next caller, I want to read a little bit more from this public law 105-85. And this is a definition. We mentioned biological agents. So here's their definition of biological agent. Biological agent defined. In this section, the term biological agent means any microorganism, including bacteria, viruses, fungi, rickettsii, or protozoa, pathogen or infectious substance, and any natural occurring bioengineered or synthesized component of any such microorganism, pathogen, or infectious substance, whatever its origin or method of production, that is capable of causing, number one, death, disease, or other biological malfunctions in a human, an animal, a plant, or another living organism. Number two, deterioration of food, water, equipment, supplies, or materials of any kind. Number three, deleterious alteration of the environment. Now, those are direct quotes. In other words, basically, folks, the U.S. government can test chemicals and biological agents on humans that cause death, biological malfunction, and deleterious alteration of the environment. Now, does that not fit with chemtrails? I mean, basically, Congress passed this public law in 1997 permitting this. So, you guys still want to vote? You guys still want to be citizens of this corporation that has turned all of the American citizens into enemies of the state and has granted itself permission to kill us? I mean, this to me is very, very clear. Well, it's a little hard to find if you don't know where to look. Once you find it, you go, oh my gosh, my golly, that's what they've done in 1997. Okay, we have a caller. Is Roxanne in Texas the next one? Sam? I think she is. Roxanne, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sure can.
Oh, okay, sorry. I'm in Houston, so I've been in Ground Zero for years and years, since the 80s. But I would want to really quickly address, one of your callers said something about he was looking at, I don't know if it was a photo or an old movie, but they were ordered, TNT and all of those people were ordered to go back into all those old movies and photographs to put chemtrails in it. So we know that.
I have suspected that for the longest time. It's good to hear you say that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then we want to go, you know, into... I worked at a cancer hospital, very famous MD Anderson.
Yes.
I had a senator. I had, you know, I was sort of a supervisor, and I was in charge of sort of what they call the VIP. And it was all the scum of the earth that are like Congress and all these types.
Yes.
And this one senator wanted to give me, from Virginia, wanted to give me a hug. I just backed up. I said, sir, don't touch me. And when he was, you know, we have to wait for the doctor to come in. And I would talk to him. I said, well, what do you think of Congress people signing bills to affect experiments on humans?
Yes.
The man did not make it. I scared the life out of him. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, it's not that I want it. He was worthless. He got sick from the chemtrails, okay, or whatever you want, geoengineering. I see X's across the sky. I see, it looks like an EKG across the sky. Really? And we've had, since the hurricane, very few flights.
Okay, hang in there. We're going to go to break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Humanity. We're in the last leg of the program tonight on 9/16/17, and we were talking to Roxanne from Texas. Yeah, Roxanne, I'd say they betrayed us. Any of them that engaged in that, excuse me, and the passage of that public law. I mean, it'd be nice to go back and see who voted for it.
Back to 1891 on weather modification, okay? I mean, it's absurd. And, you know, you mentioned the Cajun Navy.
Yes.
And, I've been through hurricanes since 1980 when I first moved here. But the Cajun Navy and tons of people, anybody with boats, they came from Oklahoma, they came from everywhere, came here and was helping in to President Trump's good maneuver. He did not deploy FEMA for 4 days. It was only when FEMA got involved that they stopped the Cajun Navy. I'll tell you that.
That's what I've heard.
But this is how they work it, because the FEMA wants to look like the big heroes, because they're zeros, because we know that from Katrina.
And they don't do anything.
The roads are, I mean, they're 15 feet, 18 feet in water. How are you going to say to a trucker to bring some water and stuff unless they bring it by helicopter or whatnot? or boat. Those are the only ways you're going to get through this. Right. I've driven through hurricanes, too, because I worked at the hospital, and, you know, I get lunch with the president and all that. But, you know, when it's a bizarre what you see and what you see. I was in the Gulf War. What they tell you on TV and what you witness is too. You were on the other side of town. No, CNN was at the hotel behind our hospital. Yeah. So I know exactly what was going on in that neighborhood. And it's to keep you in fear. It's to keep you, you know, I don't know what's going on. I'm scared. Bin Laden's bad. You know, when he died in Dubai in 91. You know, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I won't hold you up.
Well, I'm glad you called because everything we're getting is not true. It's nice that people on the ground come and report to us because I know what they're putting on the TV isn't true. Thank you, Roxanne, for calling in. Okay, we have Mike from Colorado. Mike, are you there?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Great show tonight, Al. You were talking about the hurricanes. There's a YouTube channel called Weather War 101.
Okay.
And he did a breakdown of Hurricane Irma, and not only does he explain cloud seeding in the beginning for people that don't know what it does, but he shows their own NextRad video from their satellite juicing that hurricane up continually.
There you go.
It's amazing to watch. I mean, I've noticed chemtrails since about 07, and I've been following this, and I didn't even know this channel until last week. But when you can physically see on their radar a cloud being made and then the hurricane gets bigger, it's really obvious.
Yes, and of course the weather people aren't going to tell us anything. They just, you know, they get the script and they read their script. So whatever they're supposed to say is what they say, and we don't know. Most of the public doesn't know that FEMA, during Katrina, most of the people don't know that FEMA was actually an obstacle to getting help for those people. Hardly anybody knows, you know?
Well, yeah, and, you know, shame on them for selling their souls, but I've been to your website on multiple times. Anybody who's listening who hasn't been to your website needs to go there because it's amazing. And the last thing I'll leave you with, I have an old VHS tape of the original Red Dawn movie, and it has a chemtrail in it, and it couldn't have been altered because it came out. I bought that thing like 5 years after the movie came out.
What year did the movie come out?
I believe it was 85 or 86.
Okay.
And it's towards the end of the movie, and that Leah, I can't remember her name, but she's that little actress is sitting on red rocks before the Russian helicopters come, and you can clearly see the chemtrail in the jet. It's pretty amazing.
Well, and didn't Rosalyn Peterson said that in the 80s, NASA was having school children go out and count chemtrails, so they must have been going on in the 80s.
Yeah, they've been poisoning us for about 30 years. I'm kind of wondering when we all decide that this becomes a self-defense issue and actually take non-legal and different kind of action, because it's horrible. It breaks my heart.
Yeah, it is horrible. Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit about possible strategies. Maybe in just a few minutes, I'd like to take another caller. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate all the compliments. That's so nice. Okay, Judy from Idaho, how are you?
I'm so glad to hear you talk about Mike Castle tonight, to mention his name. What a wonderful man he was and the legacy he gave us about chemtrails. And I became acquainted with him about 10 years ago. He and my dad were both chemists. And my dad and he were good friends. And so we talked to him often. And to this day, I still wear the crystal and the copper pendant that he made for me about 8 years ago. I wear it every day.
Wow,
and
that's great.
Because I believe in the Oregon energy he talked about and the things.
Yes.
He was a man before his time. I wish he was still here.
Yeah.
And my dad also. But I wanted to mention that. He appreciated so much because you would post the things on your website when they took his down. I hope you remember that.
I
because
do.
Because I remember.
Yeah, I did. I did help him for a period of time, and he left Central. His wife died, and he left Central Ohio and moved back to, I believe it was either the western part of Ohio or Indiana.
Indiana, yeah.
And so
we were in contact. Yes, up until his death, and his wife after that, I'd become friends with her also. Just wonderful man. And Dane Wigington, I lived in Reading for 30-something years. And so I know Dane Wigington. He is another one, brilliant, just brilliant on geoengineering, and he's right on. And so is Rosalind Peterson. I've spoken with her many times. So these are, I'm so glad to know that you have these people on your station, because their information needs to get out. And the last man, he mentioned Weather Wars, that website, and that's another one with Scott Stevens. He was a weatherman from here in Idaho, where I live now. And then just one other thing I want to mention, Dane Wigington will be on Coast to Coast this coming Friday night, just so people will know. Okay. And if they haven't heard him before, they really, that is a must-listen to program, just like yours is.
Okay, thanks for that info. Now, before we go on any further, I wanted to read this because we talk about the legal system a lot on this show. In fact, one of the barriers we have, someone said we need to make them stop. Well, one of the barriers we have is that there's a duplicitous system in place, and most of the people don't know that. So we have a hard time figuring out how to navigate it. It's not that we have anarchy in the sense, it's that we have a different legal system than we think. We have a different form of government than we think. We think it's a constitutional. We think it's a democracy. No, it's a corporation. And we think the legal system includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and common law. No, it doesn't. It's all about commerce. So we talked about that. Again, you can go to my website and read Notice of Condition Precedent. But this wonderful piece that I got off of Global Skywatch, this guy went on and he was absolutely accurate. I don't know if it was Russ Tanner or someone else, but here's what he said. Informed consent. Some argue that none of this activity can be conducted without informed consent, as stated in Section C, which reads, here's Section C, quote, informed consent required. The Secretary of Defense may conduct a test or experiment described in subsection B only if informed consent to the testing was obtained from each human subject in advance of the testing on that subject. Okay, now here's this one's, the author's assessment of what this all means. He goes on to say, although Section C seems to provide some protection for us, in that it requires us to be notified in advance if this testing is to take place, in reality, it does not provide any protection at all. Why not? Because you've already been informed in advance, and you've already given your consent. Because this law is publicly available for everyone to read, you have been informed. Because you have not contested it, which is what the courts are for, you have provided your consent. This law is part of a contract between you and the government. When the terms of a contract are known and uncontested, it's called acquiescence. Acquiescence essentially means that both parties are in agreement. Acquiescence, quote, submit or comply silently without protest, unquote. So when this law was published, you were informed. Because you've not challenged it in court, you have consented. By your own inactions, you have said, sure, go ahead and poison me. Even if it causes death, I have no problem with it. Because this contract meets the judicial requirements of remedy and recourse, it is legally binding. Judges like to say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. They say this because you are expected to know all of the law, because it's publicly available for you to read, despite the fact that this is humanly impossible. So in reality, Section C is legally useless. It does not provide any additional protection. It only seems to. Section C's only purpose for being included in this law is deception, nothing more. Section C of this law is very deceptive because most people don't understand the concepts of acquiescence in contract law. Therefore, people mistakenly conclude that this testing will never happen to them unless they are informed about it. The powers that be play upon public ignorance by inducing people into having a false sense of security. As a result, the public believes this activity could not be occurring because they believe that they would have personally heard about it. This false belief then provides insurance that this law will never be contested in court. And as long as this law remains uncontested, chemtrail spraying will continue unhindered. The final result of this craftily written law has done its job. It has enabled chemtrail spraying to continue without being contested in court. Additionally, this law continually provides legal protection for those doing the spraying. After all, by your inaction, you have given them your permission. When you consider the incredibly dark nature of this deception, and when you consider the fact that this law gives your public servants the self-appointed power to kill you, you should then consider what kind of people are running your country, or the world for that matter. Now, this is very well written, and I have heard of people who attempted to fight the chemtrails in courts, but they're using the Constitution. They're not fighting public law 10585. They're not bringing that into the court. I'm assuming that they don't even know about it. That's the problem with our legal system. We are using the wrong approach because we think the game is checkers. In actuality, they're playing chess. And we talk about that all the time. Okay, we have time. Maybe we have time for both callers. Ken from New York, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so basically what you're saying is if we're going to use bug spray on the bugs gave their consent.
That was a joke.
I wanted to talk about that crossed my mind while you were discussing all of the implied consent and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Something on Wigington's site that's very interesting is he has a section where he's got trial attorneys that are lining up to either volunteer or do something to go after some of these cases.
Yeah, and I bet you they're going to go after it from constitutional point of view, and they will lose. These trial attorneys are not going to raise public awareness that what we've got is a law merchant in place in our courts. We do not have constitutional courts. It is law merchant, and he's absolutely, it's contract law, and these lawyers are not going to expose that.
I can tell you that in Suffolk County, it's been horrendous in the last year. They spray about 3 times a week, and it's always followed by rain. And when in my work, I travel from the South Shore of Long Island in Suffolk to the North Shore, and the spraying starts at about 5 to 6 in the morning. And you can actually see the gleam as the sun's coming up. You can't see the sun yet, but you can see it shining off the plains. And these guys are moving fast. I mean, they'll cover the whole horizon in about a minute or two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're serious. And this is a defense, people. This is a defense department. Okay, we may have time for one more caller. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Ken?
No, that's fine.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, Chris, you have maybe 2 minutes. What's up? Is Chris there? Chris from Las Vegas, are you there? Chris, can you hear me? Apparently there's something wrong with his communication system, so I don't know that we're going to be able to hear from you tonight, Chris, because either you're not speaking or you are speaking and your whatever device you're using isn't functioning correctly. Okay. Well, I'm glad everybody, so many people called in are interested in this problem because it's huge, obviously. It's huge. We're talking about our watershed. We're talking about our air. We're talking about our soil. It is in our bodies, in the bodies of our pets and our trees. It is horrific what they're doing. And if you have, again, I'll have to say I have listened to a lot of people talk about this. Mike Murphy did a movie about chemtrails. I know Dean Wigington talks about them, but I'm going to say, from my point of view, when I saw that 1 hour and 7 minute talk that Rosalind Peterson gave, that was by far the best. Absolutely, it was concise. She spelled out her background. She listed everything that she'd looked at and how methodic she was in her research. It's just, it's top notch. And I will put a link again. It's called California Sky Watch. You can type in the box on YouTube, California Sky Watch, the chemtrail story. Let me look on, it's on this other sheet of paper. Yes. And the chemtrail cover-up, California Sky Watch, the chemtrail cover-up. So I've downloaded it. I'm burning it to, I burned it to DVD today. I made 3 copies. I'm going to start passing them out. That's my favorite. You guys are welcome to take a look at it and rate it for yourselves. Thank you for listening to In Defense of Humanity. Please stay tuned for our imaging prayer that we do every week, where we actually take time to close our eyes, listen to beautiful music, and image the world we know we deserve and the future our children deserve. Image the world as it could be. There's a lot of power in that the more people do it. Be back next week. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the E-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes
as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.